Welcome to the So-and-So series, readings by early career poets.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me, and thanks everyone for coming to the meeting here. Excuse me.
Well, I have one announcement I forgot to make. Through circumstances that maybe if I get drunk enough, I'll tell you. There's only toilet paper in this bathroom. Okay. Not that one. So if you go to that one, you're on your own. This one, toilet paper, okay.
That's going to be on the recording.
John Woodward, everybody.
You should run a B&B.
Nate's toilet paper.
Yeah.
I'm going to read some, I'm going to read you, but sort of, I'm going to perform slapstick tonight. I'm going to read two companion poems from Rain here, and then on to the new work. Whatever it was that tripped the latch, we, like actual mammals, run alongside it. Our two eyes look in slightly different directions. Neither is important. And our tongue is no pointer either. We are thirsty. We ducked in a shit ditch an hour, fought about drinking it. We ran on. And the thing that tripped the latch ran on beside us, split a ripe cactus with a glowing knife. We drank and rested and ran. It was a spider dangling from my mail slot. I caught him in a drinking glass, daring jumping spider, Phidippus, Audax. I made him a home in an empty salsa jar. He wasn't eating his crickets. I let him go. All of this strictly during daylight hours. It's good history to claim it only happened once, but how then this itching vestige, looking closely enough to see his retinas flash, who failed to free whom? There's a bunch of spring poems in there, especially early in that book, but I was going to think about reading those, but it's suddenly it doesn't seem like spring quite yet, so it's going to be just all winter and despair.
Yes.
At least for me.
Brilliant.
Okay. Sorry, I'm out of order. This is called Giant. He's asking to pick me up, just one time. He just wants to pick me up. You don't look that heavy, boss, not too heavy, he says, for me to lift. But he already did, is the thing. Talked about it until this morning, constantly. Why is he pretending not to remember? For now. Ha, 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 ha. Carrying any old problem forward over a cold trail of coins, stepped on, barefoot on, carpet. If we stand-ins have offended, stay here, I'll be back with Frederick. He said he found like 200 records at some garage sale and thought that maybe we could glue them all together into a big log or something. A heartfelt plea against stepping in again at the last second, except then starts in, ha, 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 ha. One, step on a checklist. Act surprised, e.g.
Thank you.
new thing. It's a covert snapshot of a top secret camera that pops the ball socket hip joints of every one it photographs. They don't know how it works. It was a normal camera. It's a stone spear, 4 feet in diameter. They shipped back from the Yucatan. It's here. It's old questions, cursored over, over and over. The gold finger theme while I stand waiting for my change. Here she comes with my change. Old questions, fire outside the fire, plays, cursored over. The gold finger theme plays while I wait. Here. This is called quotes. In the initial or one of the subsequent eruptions, the vampire meme disinfects. The cleaner reincarnation between vampire and herself gets. Then a spider comes back as herself, back to the center of the web. But, gotcha, the baby repeats my narration back. Then waits for it to take effect. Neon, Neon, Neon is the title of this one. Of rigid neon written, only the disappointment which is perfect bones to give. It just won't give. This seesaw doesn't sag. The careful word the retina's written into, and the black cascading future behind the head where it lives, written into, and a fulcrum I supply. The trance or transaction balances. Onrush and topple of mountains of jumbles of mammoth and giant sloth bones into tar. This is a longish one. In that it breaks across the page. Hell prescription for careful kangaroo. Rue. Rule, roulette, I had thought as carefully crafted, a series of thuds as I had thoughts as carefully crafted. The sort of narrator, I thought, who'd nudge a slinky down one stair at a time. A careful kangaroo's sharp angle, broken-looking tail, is a thematic. Inside a, of a, is a past tense, as a singular, is an unrelenting, is a tangled, was a, plot point. Getting the job done efficiently, a pleasure done on time, the right steps taken at the right times. Here comes a train. Run, i.e., the voice of wisdom. What is, one is. What one is after, is after. What is after one, is what is one. Is after. Then the bruise turned, back, a cello sonata, overheard, radio, passing through, radio, glass, magnifying, glass. Sonata form, left to right, top to bottom, sundial. Card architecture collapses at least kaleidoscopically like questions into questions do. Those all sort of belong to a group. So now I'm going to start a new group of ones here. I guess I should say some of what sounds like it's taken from either recorded conversations or dialogue or whatever. Like verbatim from the way people actually speak. Some of that is actually taken from interviews and stuff, or quotes from newspapers and things like that. And so is the title of this one. It's called Mike Auer, Grant Powers Number 7, Watercolor, 1946, which is also the title of a painting. How intelligent, the ocean, a flowing nerve tissue gown, miles long. My lowing dugongs passing in and out of the crosshairs, but they cluster in the shade of my trident and are happy and full. They are human embryos, but straight to video. Strings of eelgrass hang out of their mouths. Long trails of poop disappear chastely behind them. www.google.com/search?HL=EN+Q=%22girl+shits+in+hot+tub%22 A B29 dropping a trail of objects, string quartet, abacus, selection of neckties, atomic bomb, undeliverable letters, skin flakes from a minor deity's back, grapes, galoshes, string of pearls, painting of Aphrodite, headphones, a Taco Bell, a Chrysler. Abel detonated at an altitude of 520 on 1 July 1946. Baker detonated 90 feet underwater on 25 July 1946. Lovingly rendered in watercolor, collapsing together into a one-of-a-kind media event. A media frenzy, increased visibility. It could be seen from miles away underwater. I bent my back over my flock to shield them and received my first sunburn in years. The skin blistered and flaked away and was sprinkled into a bowl and eaten by some fish in my bedroom when I was 5. Home front. I learned I may not be interested in the trail of acts of muted despair all the way down where it goes, yet something in the wrists and temptation to change key is left on, an instrument level and its blinking light. Trying to change your mind or challenge you on that stuff? And all this talk about center of gravity, the thick of the fighting. Well, yeah, remember this is before, well, even in some cases, before photography. Or radar jamming mentation, as deep into a black pit, you're lowered. You are engineered not to crumple under the atmospheres. And at the bottom, you meet a correspondent, because the people want to know. Smack, strike, enable, split, goof, train, kneel, run through, dig, smite, win, test, give, hand, rend, mic, gap, crimp, trudge, sever, travel, practice, pacify, overhaul, negotiate, combine, complete, redact, exude, entrust, pause, tone down, focus, grind, pick, tank, rack, float, whoop, drink. The thing to notice, and anyone will tell you this, the thing to notice is, about really fast acrobatic music is how mortal it is. You know what I mean? Mortal, like doomed to death. It's because of what's left out. An example? Everything's an example. You know what fast music sounds like, right? Fast, for Christ's sake, fast music. Like once it lays its root foundation, where does it get the energy and or the sunlight it needs to grow to the top? I didn't really have the time/motivation to research that further or to click a lot of links and, you know, go into it deeper. Skip this one. Baked out. Dawn is the title here. Senate panel to review intelligence rebuke. Keeping watch over a herd of dugongs. Returns again a kind of light, a tune rotted in. Cartoon curses, trying to tune it out, although it rhymes. Along almost my protean lines. Stymies enemies. He loves, but hates equally. Okay, now, Reuters is reporting that the nail bomb story is true. The sharks are afraid of me. My dugongs love. Their shapes changing places. Enemies who? Enemy vestigial signals reach me, own their origins, and are tombs. He wants only to keep watch over his dugongs, take walks to check his kelp forest. Doesn't matter that thousands of miles separate their natural habitats. Senate panel to rebuke intelligence review. This is my last one. Thanks again, everyone. This is called Average. An initial delineation. Average, maybe. Aquamarine, maybe. Smoothen, maybe. Deafen, maybe. Breakdancing, xylophone, brittle bone, brain. I'm kind of surprised that it's still alive, because I got that from, what was her name? Yeah, so the, I mean, that's got to be like, what, 6, 7, 8 years old now? Because what, that was what, 90, 96 maybe? That thing was, I mean, it always seemed like it was kind of neglected when it was living at their place. You know what I mean? I've heard that they can live quite a long life, but I don't know how long that is. Obviously, 10 years. The effects? On what, the lifespan? Ha ha. I kind of think so. I don't remember exactly when he went, but I think that's when it was. The sun was shedding apples, like a lyric of shuffled cards. The marigolds kept blooming, and the pie turned out okay. I'm ears, I said, and I'm proud of it, but I'm really a terrible listener. The dog turned into a donut maker. The maple turned into a flight simulator. The lieutenant told him to squeeze his hand if he understood what was being said. That's it. Thanks.